All right. All right. I've got a tape rolling. And here we go in 3, 2, 1. With the Badger play-by-play voice, Brian Posick, who has been all over the firing of Mike Eaves. Barry Alvarez making that decision actually earlier this week, but it wasn't released until early this morning. Brian, first of all, it's something that certainly was widely bantered about, the thought that this probably was coming down the pike, so it's not a real shocker to anybody. It doesn't make it any easier for the fans of Mike Eaves, though, and I think there were probably their share of hockey people that were in that department, because he's a quality guy and he's done a quality job up until the last 2 years.
Yeah, no, you're right about that. Unfortunately, though, Bill, it seems, you know, my 14 years now doing radio for Wisconsin, there are factions amongst Badger hockey fans, not only in Madison but throughout the state. Ones that thought that Jeff Sauer shouldn't have been fired, ones who blame Mike Eaves that Jeff Sauer was fired, those that blame Mike Eaves that Mark Johnson didn't get the job, and those that either like Mike or didn't like Mike, his style of play and everything that goes with it. So that's disappointing that there's that divide within the hockey community about this traditionally strong program. But yes, unfortunately, it's not a surprise. It's part of the business. 12 wins in 2 years, that doesn't cut it. Back-to-back losing seasons for the first time in 2 decades, that doesn't cut it. Obviously, the 4-win season a year ago is something I'm still trying to forget, and most Badger fans are. But, you know, you think about everything that Mike Eaves has done for the University of Wisconsin hockey program, first as a player playing for the patriarch of Badger hockey, Badger Bob Johnson, being the school's all-time leading scorer, winning a national championship in 1977 on what may have been the best team this program has ever seen. You know, moving on to the professional ranks, then to USA Hockey, and then returning to replace Sauer in 2002. 4 years later, he leads Wisconsin to a national championship, going through the Midwest Regional in Green Bay, and then the Frozen Four in Milwaukee, where 18,000 packed the arena to celebrate the program's 6th national title. And then 4 years after that, a return trip to the Frozen Four, a national championship game loss to Boston College, but that season also produced the one and only Hobie Baker Award winner in Blake Jeffrion. And then following 2010, there were some stumbles, but back-to-back conference tournament championship teams. But then things started to slip. 4 wins last year. Mike decided to make a change, tried to rejuvenate the program with 2 new assistant coaches. He fired Gary Shuchuk and Matt Walsh. He replaced him with Luke Strand and J.B. Bittner. Those 2 gentlemen have done a fantastic job mending fences and recreating recruiting contacts for the University of Wisconsin. And in turn, they brought in some good recruits and young men that have committed for the future as well. But while the team showed improvement on the ice, Bill, winning 8 games, it went 8-19-8, bowed out in the first round of the Big Ten tournament yesterday to Penn State. Mike Eaves was asked in the post-game press conference yesterday his future of the program, and he had told the reporter that it was the same as every year. He'd go back and meet with his advisor, who was Associate AD Jason King. They would discuss things and then plan for the future. But when Mike and the Badgers returned to Madison from St. Paul late last night around 2 o'clock, Mike informed the team that he had been dismissed. Jason King then addressed the team, and that's where we stand right now.
Brian, Barry Alvarez had told you today that this really just shouldn't happen here. Back-to-back losing seasons and seasons that, quite frankly, have been very hard to watch for Badger fans.
Oh, no question about it. And, you know, Barry was forthright and honest about it, too. You know, he's been bashed publicly in the media as well for not being a proponent of Wisconsin hockey. That's, you know, I think that's a misnomer. It's the furthest thing from the truth. I mean, he's the athletic director for 23 varsity programs at the University of Wisconsin. He expects every one of them to be competitive and to be a contender in the conference and to contend for, at times, national championships. And he said it today that there was a slip along the way. It should not happen here with Wisconsin hockey. So, again, he sat down with Mike on Tuesday, and they talked about it, and he was informed then that he would be relieved of his duties. So Mike Eaves and his coaching staff, not the players, but the coaching staff knew going into that Big Ten tournament game yesterday that was going to be their last game. Now, Luke Strand is under a 2-year contract. He was an assistant coach with the Green Bay Gamblers, and J.B. Bittner, I believe, has a one-year deal, very highly thought of, a young, very aggressive coach and a recruiter, both of whom I think would benefit this program in the future if the new coach elects to retain them. Unfortunately, things didn't pan out for Mike after 14 seasons, and change oftentimes is hard, but I will tell you here in this community that it seems the overwhelming thought, Bill, was that it's time for a new head coach, and most of the people don't seem to care who it is. I mean, they do, but they don't. They just don't want Mike Eaves as their coach anymore.
Yeah, that's interesting. Certainly, Barry Alvarez cares who the coach is because he wants to get the program back to where it was. I mean, this is a very proud, traditional hockey program, one of the greatest hockey programs in all of college hockey. So it's important to Barry Alvarez that it gets back to that. And I'll tell you one thing: Division I college hockey, it's a tough business. If you slip, it's always interesting. I think to see how long it takes you to get back. I mean, there's some good programs out there that the Badgers compete with on a game in, game out basis.
Yeah, in fact, if you look at this season, they played 35 games this year. And in 31 of those 35 games, Bill, Wisconsin either had the lead, was tied, or trailed by just one goal in the third period. So 4 out of 35 games, they had no chance. 31 out of 35, in which they had 14 to 15 freshmen or sophomores in the lineup any given night, they were in virtually every single game this season. Things didn't go their way. They couldn't protect leads. They score late goals in the third and lose late or lose in overtime. You thought that they go to North Dakota, beat the top-ranked team in the country in the most hostile environment in college hockey. They had a 3-1 lead against 7th-ranked Denver in the third period at home, ended up being a 3-3 tie. Nevertheless, they played right with them. Michigan, the highest-scoring team in the country, they played them tightly in three games, losing two by one goal. So they were competing. They were so much better this year. Whether fans want to hear this or not, it is true. They were so much better this year, especially offensively. And then defensively, they have some issues in the back end. They need more defensemen, NHL-caliber defensemen like we saw in the 2006 title run. And that 2010 team, they had the best assemblance of NHL defensive talent that any college hockey program has ever seen. But that's where the issues lie right now. They've got a deep group of forwards currently on the roster and then incoming young men as well. And then they have an 18-year-old goaltender who had marginal numbers. Matt Jerusik's goals against average and save percentage are nothing special, ranking in the lower 15 of all goaltenders among 60 NCAA Division I programs, but also got hung out to dry at times. The NHL people think very highly of him. You know, the tradition of Wisconsin hockey, obviously, it dates back to Badger Bob Johnson and the titles in 73, 77, 81, and 83, and then Jeff Sauer in 1990. But for those that lament Sauer's dismissal in 2002, Jeff made it to 3 Frozen Fours in 20 years. Mike made it to 2 in 12 prior to the last 2 years, and actually 2 in 10 or whatever it was. He won a national title. Jeff won 2 in 20 years. Mike won 1 in his 14 years. So you can almost strike a comparison between the two that they had similar success. Now, college hockey is not what it used to be, though. You know, the days of those programs that have those, that they're on top of the mountain type of thing, where they have these long-standing traditions. BC might be the exception these days, but North Dakota hasn't won a national title since 2000. Minnesota hasn't won a national championship since 2003. Those are the blue bloods of collegiate hockey. Wisconsin, obviously won it in 2006. I mean, that's the way college hockey is now. And more and more of the quote-unquote smaller schools are getting top-flight talent, whether they recruit better, whatever the case may be. But, it's college hockey is not what it was, and people are tending to live in the past with this program. Now, it doesn't mean that this program can't get back to that level of being a perennial power again. I believe it can with the facilities it has and the backing that it has financially and from fan support. But it's a different animal these days. We're not in the 1970s anymore, and people need to to wake up and realize that. This is a whole different beast.
I've seen Marco Siecki's name. I've seen Don Granato's name. I've seen Mark Johnson's name. Those
three
are the
former Badgers, yep.
Yes, and Barry Alvarez said today, while it would help to have a former Badger, he is not necessarily tied to having to hire a former Badger as head coach. So what do you think of those names, and in what direction, if you had to make a call, do you think this thing goes?
Yeah, you know, and Barry said the same thing when he hired Greg Gard. He feels more comfortable having somebody that's been at Wisconsin and knows the entire landscape, academically and athletically, financially as well. And that's another reason that Mike Eaves is now no longer the head coach at Wisconsin. The fan discontent and the dwindling attendance and the money that the athletic department has lost in revenue generated by Wisconsin hockey, that is as much to do with Mike Eaves being dismissed as his record over the last 2 years. Marco Siecki was Mike's number one assistant for 7 years, was his recruiting coordinator, and brought in guys like Derek Stepan and Ryan McDonough and Joe Pitta. I mean, on and on and on. You can go, Blake Jeffrions, all these players that Mark and Kevin Patrick at the time helped recruit to Wisconsin. He's a fantastic recruiter. He left to become head coach at Ohio State. Ohio State told him that they wanted him to make that program like Wisconsin, but Ohio State's administration didn't give him the backing that he thought was necessary. They let him go. He's now down in the American Hockey League with the Chicago Blackhawks affiliate. I know he would be very interested in this job. Don Granato, a former Badger, he's been working with USA Hockey for years. He's also coached professionally. He is very highly regarded and also an excellent recruiter. And then Mark Johnson, who many thought should have gotten the job back in 2002, has had remarkable success with the Wisconsin women's hockey program, winning 4 national championships in 13 years. He's been to the Frozen Four now, 9 of the last 11. They play for a national championship this weekend, potentially in Durham, New Hampshire. And, again, with his father and the patriarch of the program, Mark Johnson has this deep desire to make sure that that program is at an all-time higher, reaches its pinnacle, and reaches its potential. So I could see him saying, you know what, I would like to give that a go and follow in his father's footsteps, so to speak. Will Barry look outside the Wisconsin wings, if you will? I certainly believe he will. But I tell you, those three men that you and I have just talked about, those are three very, very good candidates.
Well, Mark, I know this. Mark. I got Mark Johnson on my mind now. Brian, I know this. You've sat 2 years through some pretty trying hockey times for an announcer, and for somebody that's been at it as long as you have, you grow emotional ties to a program. And I know this, that good programs have a tendency with the right coaches to rebound very quickly, and hopefully you won't have to go through what you went through the last 2 years ever again.
Well, I appreciate that, but I tell you, I love going to the rink every day. I always will, no matter how many wins are on the left-hand side. When people say what you just said to me, I turn it back to the players. I feel for those young men because, you grow to appreciate the program for what it is. You enjoy the highs. You lament the losses. But the young men that I've gotten to know over the years, and in particular the last couple of years with the struggles that they've had, the seniors on this year's team, Eddie Witko, Kevin Schulz, Adam Miller, you won't find three better gentlemen at the age of 23 to 24 in your lifetime. And that's who I feel for, because I wanted more for them this year. They felt like they could do something special, certainly at the end of the season, and it didn't pan out for them. So I feel for them, but I know that, Barry Alvarez, this is an important decision. There's no question about it. Everyone in this hockey community is watching and waiting. Maybe Barry makes a big splash and everybody comes together rather than being divided about it.